This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Jesus lives in me. Yes, my body, mind, and soul are possessed by God. Divine possession. Becoming a Christian is not about trying to be good and going to church. It is letting God take full control of you. Today on the broadcast, I will show you that when you truly become a real Christian, that God the Father, Jesus His Son, and God the Holy Spirit come to live inside of you. This concept is not as well understood as the opposite, demon possession. You may have already seen what happens to someone inhabited by demons, the violence, emotional outbursts, and the insane ravings, as well as other symptoms of demonic activity. Today, I'm referring to the supernatural as well. But the godly, heavenly, beautiful, and powerful possession of a person by the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, producing the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Father, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus. Amen. Some source material for this program is from gotquestions.org. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website, visionforchristworld.com/contact. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, visionforchristworld.com. I will be explaining how you can receive power, knowledge, and guidance directly from God. In short, confess your sins to God. Be humble before God. Admit that you are dead in your sins, and that you need God to make you spiritually alive. Repent by turning away from anything that is against God and that God would not like. Trust in the only Son of God, Jesus Christ, who paid the penalty for your sin as you receive the grace of God by faith. Because only truly committed, true believers in Jesus can receive all of God inside of them, to give you the power to obey Christ and His commands contained in the Bible. I want to begin with God the Father inside of the true believer in Christ. 1 John 4:13, by this we know that we reside in God, and He in us, in that He has given us of His Spirit. 1 John 4:16, and we have come to know and to believe the love that God has in us. God is love, and the one who resides in love resides in God, and God resides in him. John 14:23, Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will obey my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and take up residence with him. Now, Jesus, the Son of God, living inside the true believer, John 17:22-23, here Jesus is praying to His Father in heaven. The glory You gave Me, I have given to them, that they may be one just as We are one. I in them, You in Me, that they may be completely one, so that the world will know that You sent Me, and You have loved them just as You have loved Me. John 14:15-17, Jesus is speaking to His disciples. If you love me, you will obey my commandments. Then I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it does not see him or know him, but you know him, because he resides with you and will be in you. Then in Ephesians 2:19-22, "So then you are no longer foreigners and non-citizens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, because you have been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ himself as the cornerstone. In him the whole building being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." 1 John 4:2-4. "By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus as the Christ, who has come in the flesh, is from God. But every spirit that refuses to confess Jesus, that spirit is not from God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and now is already in the world. You are from God, little children, and have conquered them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." Many passages of Scripture communicate that Jesus Christ lives within those who trust him for salvation. While this is an astonishing truth, it is not easy to grasp. Not only is Jesus Christ alive today, but through the Holy Spirit of God, called the Spirit of Christ in Romans 8:9, he lives and dwells within every child of God. The life of Christ in us is our hope of eternal glory. The Apostle Paul called the indwelling of Christ a great mystery. "To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Colossians 1:27. Paul often spoke of Christ taking up residence in the hearts of those who accept him as Lord and Savior. When he prayed for the believers in Ephesus, Paul longed for their faith to deepen so that Christ would be at home in their hearts. Here's what he said: "I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into the love of God and keep you strong." That's Ephesians 3:16-17. When a person believes in Jesus, he or she is united to Christ, first in his death, and then in the newness of his resurrection life. The Apostle Paul said, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." That's Galatians 2:20. Paul explained to the church in Rome, "For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism, and just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. Since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was." See Romans 6. Our old selves, full of rebellion, sin, and unbelief, died with Christ, who paid the penalty for our sins on the cross. Through our union with Christ in his death, we are made alive by the Spirit of God to walk in the newness of life, because we have been made right with God. Romans 8:10 says, "Christ is in you. Your body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is your life because of righteousness." Our lives become a vehicle to display the life of Christ. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. See 2 Corinthians 4:1. In our ordinary human condition of weakness, we are but jars of clay holding a priceless treasure, the life of Christ in us. The challenges we face, the persecution, trials, hardship, and suffering we endure, serve to pour out the all-surpassing power of God and reveal the life of Jesus Christ to those around us. We can rest assured that we will not be overcome in all these afflictions because we have the treasure of Jesus Christ living in us. In 2 Corinthians 2:15, Paul likened the lives of those who share the gospel to a Christ-like fragrance rising up to God and the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. With Christ in us, as we spread the good news of salvation in Jesus, we diffuse his fragrance to a lost and dying world. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, Paul states, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own." After we receive Jesus as Lord, he becomes our master. In the booklet, My Heart, Christ's Home, author Robert Munger imaginatively describes the Christian life as a house. When Jesus enters, he goes from room to room. In the library of our minds, Christ sorts through the garbage, cleaning out the worthless trash. In the kitchen, he deals with our unhealthy appetites and sinful desires. At the dining room table, he serves us the bread of life to satisfy our hungry souls and pours living water for us to drink and never be thirsty again. Through dark hallways and closets, Jesus uncovers all of the places where sin hides. He works his way through every nook and cranny until his love, mercy, forgiveness, and grace have filled up every space in the house. This allegory presents a beautiful picture of what it means to have Christ in us. Ezekiel 33:11 sums up the starting point of salvation, which is repentance, turning away from sinful living and allowing God to take control of your life, allowing Jesus to move inside of you. "Say to them, as surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their ways and live. Turn, turn from your evil ways." Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our vision for Christ Broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com/contact. That website address, visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Colossians 1:25-27. I, Paul, became a servant of the church according to the stewardship from God given to me for you in order to complete the word of God, that is, the mystery that has been kept hidden from ages and generations, but has now been revealed to his saints. God wanted to make known to them the glorious riches of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.